So the topic that we'll start on, and I guess we will complete it, God willing, next Friday, will be the topic of harvesting Shemitah produce, a topic we really started on, in any case, several weeks ago when we talked about Hefker, right, and what your obligation is as an owner of the field in terms of making it Hefker. So some of what we're going to see today or next week is going to be a throwback to that conversation. But what I want to do is start off with the sources that say you're not supposed to harvest normally. That's stage one. Then move from there into the question of, when you say I'm not allowed to harvest normally, I have to alter the way I harvest, which produce does that apply to? And we will see within that a machlokas that is at least a four-way machlokas. Then the question of what is the required shinui? If you tell me I have to harvest differently, what does harvesting differently look like? And we'll have a couple of different points of view, even within the Rambam. And then nuances within that. And then finally, a machlokas chazanish and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach regarding harvesting more than the shear you're allowed to harvest from somebody else's field. That's the basic approach that I'd like to bring. So we begin with the sources that say you're not allowed to harvest normally. So various Rishonim, and really goes back to the Medrash, pointed out the problem. The problem is in source Aleph on your sheets. The psukim from Parshas Bahar. The seventh year is a year of halting for the land. Shabbas Lashem, a halting for God. More, do not plant, do not prune. And then we say, you are not supposed to harvest that which grows wildly. You are not supposed to harvest the grapes of Nizirecha. I'm going to translate right now as that from which you refrain. We may see a couple of different explanations there. But you're not supposed to harvest the grapes. If I take Pasuk Hay says, no harvesting. The problem is Pasuk Vav. You're supposed to eat it. That's going to be a neat trick if you're going to eat this without actually taking it off of the plant. It'll be entertaining for everybody to watch. But what exactly are you talking about? So the Medrash on this in Taras Kohanim, it's the Sifra in Parshas Bahar, I brought it in source base, offers us not one but two solutions. A sfiach kitzircha lo siktzor. Do not harvest. So that is the basis for, or not really the basis for, but it's the link to the Derabanan, the Gezerah on Svichin, the idea that that which grows wildly, which may have been planted during Shemitah, should not be taken. That's a separate point. I only brought it here because it's part of the Sifra, and it's going to weave in and out of various sources. Do not harvest your grapes. We're taking the word nizirecha there to mean that which you keep others away from. Linzor, in general, doesn't mean to take a vow not to drink wine. The linzor is to keep people away. So it probably associated also with nazir as a crown, I suspect. But in any case, in vain is irecha lo siv tzor means that which was shamur ba'aretz, that which was guarded, so that people will be kept away, eina tabotzer. You are not allowed to harvest that stuff. That's number one. Avala tabotzer men amufkar. But if it was hefker, you're allowed to harvest it. So resolution number one for the problem of psukim that say don't harvest, but you may eat, is that they're talking about two different types of grapes. One is talking about the grapes that you guarded, don't harvest those. The other is grapes that you let be hefker, in which case it's for everybody. That's number one. Number two, lo siv tzor kederach habotzrim. When we say don't harvest, what we mean is don't harvest it the way that people normally harvest. Mikano amru, and based on that they said, te'enim shal shvi is in kotzim osa b'muktza. Shemitah figs may not be kotzim b'muktza. Now, what does kotzim b'muktza mean? We're going to have to come back to this, but we'll have two different explanations. One approach will be that it refers to the tool you used. You can't use a certain type of a knife that's normally used. That's one explanation. The other explanation is that you can't process it in the normal space. You harvest it normally, but you process it in a different area. Alkotza osav a churba, you can do it in a churba al karba, to quote the Rambam. It's a different place. In dorchan of the gas, al dorchan ba'ariva, you would not be allowed to press the grapes in the normal wine press, in the wine cellar. You'd have to do it in a big bowl. Fine. So the Medrash brings me two different explanations for how I resolve the psukim. One is that the isser, the prohibition against harvesting, is specifically stuff that's been guarded. The other is that the prohibition against harvesting is harvesting normally. So this raises a question. The first explanation that they gave is that the prohibition is against harvesting from the shamur, right? That suggests that that which has been guarded is now off limits, is now usur. But we saw this discussion when we discussed hefker, right? We had this discussion in the event that the farmer fences everything in. Does that make the produce usur? And we said it was a machlokes. So Rabbeinu Tam said usur, but not everybody agreed with Rabbeinu Tam. So what are they going to say? So Ramban in Parshas Bahar offers an answer on their behalf in Source Gimel. He says, Vizusha shnuya v'taras konim. He's just brought Rashi's point of view. And Rashi has said that the produce did not become usur if people guard it. So he says, Vizusha shnuya v'taras konim, our sifra. V'yasin v'yini zirach alo sifzor min hasham v'baretz eina tabotzer avalbotzer ata min hamufgar. The part that says that you're not allowed to harvest the shamur. What in the world is he going to, is Rashi going to do with that? Yefarish harav, meaning Rashi, lomar in vain nizirus lo sivzorosam b'nizirusam aval tafkir hakol v'tibzor ma'aniyim. It's not saying that that which you guarded is usur. What it's saying is that you have a mitzvah of making it hefker. It's, even though it sounds an awful lot like lo sivzor, is in Isser, Rashi will have to tell you, and it's not just Rashi, there's a whole host of other Rishonim, they're going to have to tell you that that line should not be taken. Don't say the Sifra is wrong. In other words, don't discard the Sifra, but explain that the Sifra is saying that lo siv tzor, but rather render it hefker, and then you can collect it with everybody else. That's the way that he solves for Rashi. So, the Medrash leads then from this, from these two answers, into the idea of not harvesting normally, as we saw with the figs. Both of these are brought in the Yerushalmi, which I bring you here in source Dalet, when it says, right, that was the first answer. Don't take from the shamur, take from that which has been left open, and lo sivtzor kederach habotzrim, and they bring you the same thing about the te'enim and the anavim and the zesim and so on. Same idea. I only brought it here because I was planning on later making a diuk in it, but in the end I didn't end up making the diuk. So just know that this is the Yerushalmi. I'll explain what I did, what I didn't do when we get there, God willing. Okay, so that's my basis for saying that harvesting has to be done in an unusual way. Does this requirement in fact apply to all produce? So as I said, this is indeed a machlokes, and it's at least a four-way machlokes. The first view I will present is the view of the Rambam, not because it fits chronologically, but because in the order of presentation, the Rambam is global. What I'm going to do is present the Rambam first, then we have Rabbeinu Tam, then we have the Rosh and others, and then we have the Gra. Those are our four views. So the Rambam's view is yes. The requirement of altering what you do applies to all produce. Whether it has been guarded or whether it has been left hefker doesn't make a difference. And we see this in the Rambam's Perish to the Mishnah in Shviz Ches Vav. If you take a look at source A, the Mishnah in Shviz Ches Vav is the one that talks about the figs and the processing the figs differently and the grapes differently and so on. So the Rambam writes, V'akavana bazeh b'cholzeh shetzarech lishanos. The meaning here is that you have to, in fact, do this in an unusual way. Not to deal with Shemitah produce the way you deal with other years' produce. Because Hashem said, do not take. You can't tell me, as we said, you can't say that it means no harvesting at all. Because the pasuk says you are allowed to eat it. Oops. So I mean, the sifra says, which means kederach habotzrim. Don't do what the harvesters normally do, and dot, dot, dot. So the way the Rambam understands it is, all produce. He did not distinguish between that which was shamur or not shamur. He did not bring that from the Sifra. He says that it's for everything, and that's indeed indicated in the Rambam and Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, Dalet Aleph, Dalet Chaf Beis, Dalet Chaf Dalet. He never makes any distinction between that which is shamur and that which is mufgar. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in his Ma'adanei Eretz in Zayin Beis, offers an explanation for the Rambam's logic in saying that it's for everybody, for all produce. He says, Niradav Geridishvias, Ava Gashu Avla Chomine Hefker. He says, even though the Hefker that we apply during Shemitah is the source for Hefker, we learn an awful lot about the laws of Hefker from Hefker of Shemitah produce. Afilu Hachi Chaloku B'Mitzas Mishar Hefker. Nonetheless, it is somewhat different from other Hefker. Why? Techashav Kilu Eino Shaykh Kla L'Shum Adam. Because we view it as not being related to anybody. And therefore everybody is able to take as much as he wants from it. That's normally the way Hefka works. With Shemitah it says specifically, I want the paupers to be able to eat. It specifies all these other people we want to have eating, right? It's as though we're saying not that it is ownerless, but that it is universally owned. It belongs to everybody. And therefore, each person is only entitled to take as much as he needs, lest he encroach on somebody else's ownership. That's the idea. It's universally owned, not ownerless. You follow?
Why does that affect the most interesting thing in the post stream? I thought he actually talking about how much. He's talking about a quantity. There's a time about how much can you bring in. That's based on the five jugs and 15.
One second, say this.
I thought what Madani Harris is referring to here, I thought it's referring to the idea of the quantity, how much you're allowed to bring into the house.
That's true. In a Hanami,
how is that related necessarily the low C circuit and a boat stream? Low C circuit and a boat stream could be, maybe you have to use a shino, you can't use the proper intent. I mean, I don't know.
No, what I mean is the fact that the Rambam says that this applies whether it's Hefker or Shamur or not doesn't make a difference. That everything has to have a Shinui. The reason why everything has to be done in the Shinui, which the Rambam is going to define as a quantity-based Shinui, the 5 and the 15, is because everybody has a share. Everybody has a share in the whole thing. Whether it's Hefker or Shamur is irrelevant. That's what I'm bringing this for. He's explaining why the Rambam says that everything is subject to the Shinui and not, let's say, only that which had been guarded. Everything is subject to the limitation on quantity because the universe owns all of the produce that's there in your field. That's what I'm suggesting. He also extends this idea. I didn't bring the full piece. He extends this idea to explain the oddity of the fact that you're allowed to do certain things to your Shemitah plants to avoid damage to it. Mishum Pseida. What Pseida? It's not yours. So his answer is, no, it's everybody's. It actually is yours. It's yours and it's everyone else's. So this is really, it's sort of reverse Hefker. Right? Hefker belongs to no one. This belongs to everyone. So it's kind of the opposite. Afal Bichain, that's the Rambam's view. Rabbeinu Tam is, on the other hand, Rabbeinu Tam says, the rule of Shinui only applies to Mufker produce, to that which has been rendered Hefker. If it's been guarded, then it's entirely Usser. That's the Rambam's position, which we already saw in our discussion about Hefker. I brought you the sources here just so we could briefly see it again, but we already saw this. Zayin Ches and Tes on your sheet should look familiar to you. Right? The Mishnah there talked about the person who buys the Lulav, and we said that the Esrog gets thrown in the bargain because you're not allowed to buy the Esrog. And the Gemara says, what if he doesn't want to give it to him as a gift? So do Havla, right? So why shouldn't I be able to buy it from him? Because I can't give money for Shemitah produce to the Am Haaretz. Right? I can only give him 3 Seudos worth. And we concluded that saying, when is that true? Belokech min amufkar. Only if you're buying it from the ownerless stuff. Avo belokech min amashumer. But if you buy it from that which has been guarded, you can't give him anything at all. Then you can't give him anything at all. So Tosfos on that, in source test, after he quotes Rashi, I only brought you the entire thing again because if you wanted to really refresh your memory. But Rabbeinu Tam says in the third line, "Vom Rabbeinu Tam that Paris men hamashumar asurin." He says that which has been guarded is entirely asur. He takes that drasha that Ramban said you could use for others, but he takes it on at face value, what we saw in the Sifra. Finished. No harvesting. So Derech HaBotzrim is the Hefker stuff, and Lo Sivtzor Bechlal is the Meshumer stuff. And then that led into the discussion about Peros HaZeka and how to translate Peros HaZeka. But the point for us right now, and this is where we're going to pause, because if I start on the Meshumer sheet of the Rash, then we'll end up going past the time. But what we've seen so far is, number one, that you're not allowed to harvest normally. That we get. The Sifra suggests two things. Number one, that you're not allowed to harvest from the Meshumer, right? Which Ramban said others could read other ways. Number two, harvest with a shinui. Don't do kederach habotzrim, which is the produce that is subject to this rule. Ramban says all produce cannot be kederach habotzrim. Rabbeinu Tam says mufka produce. The produce that's been guarded is off limits to everybody. Produce that has been rendered hefker just has to be with a shinui. So next time, God willing, we'll start on the view of the Rash about Meshumer. We'll talk about the Gra and move on from there. What kind of shinui is it? The chulei. Okay, Shkara.